Hi there. My name is Rory Clark, and I am the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. I want you to give God another chance. Now, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says this, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." The Bible makes it clear that there is a God, and He created everything in the universe, including you. Why don't you give God another chance? I'll tell you why. People. Are you completely turned off to God? Have you had bad experiences that left a bitter taste in your mouth about God? Well, I say don't let people make you turn your back on God. Instead, why don't you turn your back on people for a little while? And come and hear what God has to say. Welcome to a place where you can get a real introduction to God. Who is this God that I want you to give another chance to? He is my Lord, my Savior, and my God, the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a Christian. Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship. And I have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This God is the God that I want you to give another chance to. And this God loves you. Did you hear that? God loves you. Now, when a person says, "I love you," that's perhaps the sweetest sound that you can ever hear. It's such an amazing feeling when you know that someone else has personal love for you. When God says, "I love you," it's even more special. The Lord Jesus Christ is the sovereign being of the universe, and to have Him love you is amazing. He runs things in the universe. Nothing happens without His permission, and He loves you. But He doesn't just love you personally. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says His love is even deeper than personal love. The one who does not love unconditionally does not know God. For God is unconditional love. If you believe what this verse is saying, then you have to believe that there are a lot of people who claim to be Christians, a lot of people who actually are Christians, who don't know God, because you never hear anything coming from their mouths about God that would indicate that God loves you unconditionally. But God loves you unconditionally. And I love that un. What does unconditional love mean exactly? And more importantly, what does God's unconditional love mean to you? Unconditional love is a love with no conditions. It's a love that doesn't require anything from you. God loves you, and He doesn't require anything in return, not even your love in return. Wow. That surely doesn't describe human love, does it? In short, you don't have to do anything to please or impress God. To quote a Billy Joel song, "God loves you just the way you are." That's pretty good. That should take quite a burden off your shoulders. Do you see yourself as flawed? God doesn't. Do you see yourself as broken? God doesn't. Do you think you have to clean up your act to please God? And many people do. They think they have to do something before they can come to God. God doesn't want you to clean up your act. Do you think you have to believe in God to get Him to love you? No, you don't. Do you think that if you're an atheist, God doesn't love you? That God, in fact, hates you? The Bible says no. The Bible says that God loves you unconditionally, and that means for all of His creatures, and that means no condition. Those who believe in Him and those who don't. I'll bet you don't hear that in too many Christian circles. If God were a genie in the movie Aladdin, God would be the one singing the song, "You ain't never had a friend like me. Wah, wah, wah." I'm going to surprise you now. God is omniscient. That means that God knows all that is knowable, the actual and the possible. So here's the surprise. You can't surprise God. Before God ever created you, He knew everything about you. He knew everything you would ever think, everything you would ever intend, everything you would ever say and everything you would ever do. You can't fool God. And he knew every sin that you would ever commit. Now, sometimes when we sin, we do things that offend even us. We offend ourselves. We say things like, I would never, and then we do that never thing. And we can't believe we did it. Well, God knew, and he created you anyway. That's unconditional love. I have a friend who had an abortion 30 years ago. Now, whether you believe abortion is murder or whether you believe it isn't is a conversation for another time. But let's say for the sake of argument that abortion is murder. Does the fact that my friend had an abortion and it is murder change God's unconditional love for her? It doesn't. But my friend has been carrying around the guilt and shame of a decision that she made as a teenager, and she believes with all of her heart that God is mad at her for it and God will never forgive her for it. And that is just not true. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says this, "The one who does not love unconditionally does not know God, for God is unconditional love." Not only can you not surprise God, I have another thought for you. Are you sitting down? You can't disappoint God. No matter what you do, you can't disappoint God. Have you ever felt like you disappointed God? Have you ever felt that God is disappointed in you? Well, he is not. He loves you unconditionally. This is the God that I want you to give another chance. So what's God's attitude toward you? God loves you unconditionally. You cannot surprise God. You cannot disappoint God. And God is not disappointed with you. See, God doesn't expect things from you. God wants to give things to you. So why don't you give God another chance? A better question, why don't you ever hear things like this in churches? Well, you have to understand that God has an enemy. And God's enemy does not want you to get to know God. God's enemy paints a completely different and false picture of God. And he sells it to you every day of the week through false teachers. And the problem is, you believe those false teachers. It's easier to believe that God has something against you than it is to believe that God loves you unconditionally. I know it has taken me a half a century, that is 50 years as a Christian, to finally get how much God loves me. I heard this verse for years, but had never really understood the depth of it. John 3:16. God the Father so unconditionally loved the world, that's all of his creatures, that he gave his uniquely born son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish, but have eternal life. You've heard that verse, but now you know what it means. God loves you so much that he would send his son to die for you. Or how about Romans chapter 5, verse 8? God the Father demonstrates his unconditional love toward all mankind, and that while we were sinners, while we were ungodly, unrighteous, unbelievers, Christ died for us. So my question is this. Why don't you give that God another chance? Because he loves you unconditionally, and he loves you no matter what. Thanks for listening.